My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Freak Socks. I tell you one thing, lots of great growth has been happening as of lately around here at J360 Productions, and I just can't see myself just staying in that same spot, you know? Especially, like, what, 359 episodes in the tank for the J-Man show and all? It can't be sniffed at. But you know, as we dive into what's coming up now, that would be 360. J360 on J360, pretty much. Oh my god, we're gonna have to do this right then. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, welcome back to the J-Man Show, J360 Legion. What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, and yes, it is episode 360, baby. We have made it. Oh my god, you know what that means. 40 more episodes until we hit 400, and then, like, of course, this is already a highlight in itself. Who would have thought? J-Man, J360. Ooh, yes. Well, before I get all wrapped up in my ego, I am J-Man, of course, and I'm your host for the evening, and all sorts of other evenings, as we continue on this program. I'm just so happy that we have managed to reach that milestone, and we still have many more to go. I just can't sit here and rest, you know? And I know that this episode was a little delayed, but I had to work on some more administration work. Like I said, the adventure of being a creator, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but then there are times where you just have to go ahead and do a whole bunch of paperwork and all that other stuff. Especially at the beginning of a new year. I'm sure a lot of you out there with your own know this. But, to be honest, we are at least over 2 weeks in for 2025, and I gotta say, yeah, she started off kind of rough, didn't she? Oh my god, that's just putting it lightly. You know, despite the incompetence that's about to come in over to our great nation's government, I do have to say, like, some of the other stuff around here didn't disappoint. Who would have thought that Neil Gaiman, would be on the list of people who are sexpesting in Hollywood? I mean, you know, like, if you really think about his writings and stuff like that, the guy's a very prolific man. But when you think about, like, what company he keeps and the fact that he was married to Amanda Palmer, yeah, man, there's some uncharted territory over there. Of course, though, like, all those women that came out and said something, I think it's up to 9, isn't it? Is it up to 9 or 10? You know, and I think after the first accusations, he actually withdrawn from public view and everything. Like, you didn't really see him writing on his blogs or anything. Like, the closest thing you got to any sort of interaction with him was maybe a little bit. No, he withdrew from Twitter, too. So, well, yeah, you want to withdraw from social media and stuff like that. It's just because anything that comes up, whether it be fake or whether it be true, it's just somebody brought it up, can be used against you. That's how it is in modern day shooting from the hip kind of kangaroo politics these days, you know? Everything's always a jump and throw out. And, you know, I always say this, well, what if the person was innocent? What if the person is just being manipulated and used because they're ubiquitous and, like, all over the place because they are a rich celebrity and all that kind of stuff, you know? Like, what if that person's name is always being dragged through the muck because, you know, we all know who that person is, and some people just want to get money. But then there's the concept of, like, one of them said that he was in a pool one time, and he told her to get in the pool. She got in the pool with him, and then he told her to sit on his lap, and he's in the pool naked or something like that. But here's the thing. There is no reason for you to get in the pool with your boss. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when you think about it, and I'm going to say this not only to women out here, I'm going to say this to men out here too. There is no reason for you to do things that are uncomfortable or extra for your job when dealing with some of these people. Even if they are eccentric and all that kind of stuff, whatever, have some boundaries and tell them no. You know, it's just like the whole thing with P. Diddy. Don't go to the freak-off party. If you know what he does and all that kind of stuff, in the dark and behind closed doors, don't get involved with him. And if you're over there trying to say, well, I want to be a singer, I want to be a star and everything, and you sold your soul out and stuff like that, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you set yourself up for that whole thing. And I get it, you have past grievances and regrets about your behavior, but it's like this, some of these things seem to start very similar. If you allow certain behaviors to take place, people get used to that idea. And they'll do whatever they can to try to get you involved in that stuff. And then all of a sudden it gets awkward when you say no to them. And then you're like, oh, you'll never work in this town again. I'm going to do what I got to do. I always say this. Don't get to the point where you're bound and you are handcuffed in a situation. Or actually, let's use a better statement than that. Where you're in a compromised position with people of power and all that kind of stuff, all that power dynamic and all that. It seems to be an ongoing rule, but there are people that still go and work for these people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to figure this. There's got to be a reason why that one assistant left. There's got to be a reason why, like, certain people are not there anymore, whether it be money or whether it be, like, you know, integrity or any sort of other thing that goes down. See, originally, as I go into content creating and as I go into making money is good. Get your bag is good, but there has to be a way of you figuring how you're making this bag. You don't let the money make you is what I'm saying. You know, and it just gets weirder and weirder with people because you see how everybody sells out their principal, you know, usually when the almighty dollar comes down. Like some of y'all are against any of the Paul brothers or any of these people that are out here that are prominent and rich until they slap you with a few Benjamins and then all of a sudden you're on the team and then all of a sudden there's a little bit of extracurricular activity going down. And, you know, if you didn't like it the first time, why the hell did you go back? Why did you go for seconds? You know? Oh, because of they're influential, and I'm just I'm just an assistant. I mean, like this just isn't the way it is. But I wanted that money though. And you see, like when things like this happen, and you knew this person was a freak or whatever, either some check didn't go through, or there had to been some way you're trying to get more money by getting litigation involved and stuff. I'm not saying that the women are not victims. What I'm saying is that there are people out here that, you know, you could do nothing to, and they will try to find some sort of smear campaign or whatever and run with it to try to get some sort of money or whatever they feel like they're owed to. There are people out here who are jealous of other people, and they will do whatever they can to harass them or to try to make themselves known or something like that. You know, because some people find, like, in some weird way that utilizing litigation is a way to make free money. It's really, really fucked up out here, but I'm letting you know this. I would hope that Neil Gaiman, you know, with all his accolades and credentials, didn't really do anything. But, you know, you never know what people, and then there are people out there who, they act like they're a big deal, they act like they're professional, but they'll try to set you up. They'll try to do a downfall. It's kind of like that one little bastard from The Dark Knight. Remember, like, he tried to blackmail, like, Bruce Wayne and all that kind of stuff by making you think he's Batman and everything? Even though we all know the truth about that, but this guy tried to go on TV to blackmail Bruce Wayne. And then all that stuff came up on... Irony came in a big way in that movie, I'll tell you that. But what I'm saying is, like, it's just people out here all over the place. You cannot really trust people like that, especially if you are somebody of prominence or if you are a writer, if you're an artistic type or whatever, because everybody's got a vice and everybody's got a freak way of doing things about it and stuff, including the people that work for you. And, you know, because, like, I'll tell you this, like, when I started in my career, when I was I was going for a newscaster job, right? And you see, like, they had all those desks out there when I was walking in for my interview, right? And I was always looking to see which one got substances on their desk, because there's always one that does. Yeah, think about it. Like, any of y'all working in, like, studio production and whatever, let me just tell you, it's not a safe environment. There is always people out there who are doing things to get by in their lives. You know, some people use their medicine to take care of themselves, and then other people use it recreationally and get on the sauce bad and all the other stuff. I always look to see, like, which one is either, you know, going through it. Yeah, so maintain your awareness about stuff. Like, this whole main subject right here is just a sign of, like, what happens when you work for people of prestige, richness, and all. And you know, even people who are rich, like, they should know that you can't pal around with certain people. Like, whoever your assistant is and stuff, a secretary is not a toy. I mean, they made fun of that a lot in how to succeed in business without actually trying, but it's a very true statement. You know, if you want to protect your legacy and everything that you work towards, you really need to be mindful of how you engage and interact with people. I think quite a lot of prominent people who are really good creators, you know, they lost a lot because of certain things. Like, you know, you can't keep your pencil in your pocket. I mean, what the hell you think you're doing here? It just, it's really, really sad. And to see it happen to Neil Gaiman is just, like, bizarre. And then at the same time, it's like, well, gotta see what happens. Did you know Harvey Weinstein is still out there trying to appeal his case? You know, even with all those women that came out and said something, like, even that whole Me Too movement that basically started because of him and people like Brett Ratner and, you know, the man who directed, I keep forgetting his name, Bryan Singer, yeah, who did a lot of the X-Men movies, like, yeah, because of their whole freaky nature and stuff that they like to do and the fact that they kept messing with certain PAs and all. Yeah, there's a lot of shit there. But yeah, so you got to look at Neil Gaiman, and I guess some of y'all are putting him in that list and then some of you are not. But it's just weird. And then a lot of y'all are coming out here trying to say, I was never a fan of his. You got his books on the shelf. And even if you really weren't a fan of his, I'm sure that there are some properties he made that you liked, because the guy was pretty much everywhere at one time. You know, like some of them shows that you watch on Prime, you probably like. Chances are he wrote some of it, if not set up the whole foundation. So, at the end of the damn day, like, when people try to do this whole canceling thing, which is why I really hate it sometimes, you're only making yourself look bad. Because you already bought the stuff. It's not going to damage his whole thing. He made his money off of you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like being mad at J.K. Rowling for what she said about trans people. Even then, did you even hear the argument of what she was saying at the time? Now, is it right? I don't know. I'm not trans or anything. But I try to say this. It's like, whatever you are trying to be or want to be in this world, you inherit the problems with it. It's kind of like me being a filmmaker. Every time there's other filmmakers doing gross shit, I have to go ahead and try to let people know that I'm not about that life and I actually want to see the movie get made. You know, I'm very serious about the work that I do and the things that I make around here. Like, there is not any woman on this planet that is so beautiful that detracts me from what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? In terms of the movie. Like, if you're out there dating somebody and they beating your ass rigorously and you're unrecognizable and you're on the movie, yeah, I got concerns about that. If somebody is beating the hell out of you, I have concern about that anyway because it shouldn't be going down. But we have a weird relationship when it comes to domestic abuse sometime in this, not only in this country, but in this world in general. And it's just like, if you know it's wrong, why the hell are you empowering it? Among other things. You know, it's just a very strange circumstance of things that go on anymore. And then everybody's like, well, what did Amanda Palmer know? Well, if we know about Amanda Palmer is kind of, actually, she isn't kind of, she is a megalomaniac, just like her former husband was. And see, because the reason why I don't like Amanda Palmer is because I remember one time she was out there making money and talking about getting local bands to come and perform with her. But you see, the thing about it is, she would make money, but the local bands wouldn't. they would just be there for the exposure and beer and hugs, as she says. And she would also bum at their house and crash in and, you know, crash in and stuff like that, sleep over, but never pay them and stuff. It's like this, bitch, people don't, this ain't no volunteer service. Kind of like when people are thinking that, oh, I'm supposed to pay you, Jay? And it's like, hell yeah, you're supposed to pay me, because I'm for profit. Yeah, when it comes to that whole regard and stuff. And it's just like when you're dealing with Amanda Palmer and stuff, you would want to be paid. Like, her whole beer and hugs thing back in the day was so stupid. And the fact that she ended up marrying Neil Gaiman, I was like, wow, small world, huh? But, you know, there are a lot of things on Twitter that was mentioned between them and stuff that have not aged well. So the stuff is actually ironic, you know. But I said this before, the guy is one hell of a writer and all that jazz. But if you're trying to do what you did when R. Kelly got caught up in his stuff and trying to purge all the stuff out, you know, once again, you're not upkeeping for what your life is. You are trying to make it seem like you're clean. And you know what? The truth is, whatever fandom you're a part of, like Hulk Hogan got booed out of the Netflix presentation of Raw, for God's sakes. Even though, you know, back in the day of the 80s and stuff, Hulk Hogan was an icon. You know what I mean? The guy was everywhere for, like, WWE. Of course, later on, you know, you realize, like, nowadays people think of John Cena more than him. Or, like, in my time, you had Stone Cold Steve Austin. The idea is, like, whoever the face of that company was at that time, you know, chances are they might have some stuff with him. See, Hulk Hogan, he's a pathological liar. And not to mention racist about things, which makes him racist. Same thing, like, people love Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's about to be president again. And you know damn well he's not about people who aren't rich, and he is vehemently racist. But, you know, list goes on, and I'm not trying to dive into that right now, because, you know, got a lot of things to cover. But as I look into it, though, yeah, see, the evidence about things when it comes to Neil Gaiman or any other creative out here can be pretty damning. But when it comes right down to it, I'm not a cop, and I'm not a part of a jury, and I'm not an attorney. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm not going to act like one, unlike most of you motherfuckers out there. Some of y'all be over there like this, oh my God, all this here is circumstantial, but I'm still going to do something about it, which is why you have due process in this country. You know, now does it work most of the time? It depends on who's doing the talking, but let's just be perfectly honest here. I'm glad that a lot of y'all are not in litigation. Jesus. Not talking to my fans, by the way. I'm talking to those people out there in the world and whomever's listening. By the way, if it's your first time listening, hi, I'm J-Man. Now back to the stories. Speaking of which, did you know, like, certain predatory so-and-sos out there? Like, you can go after Neil Gaiman because he's a man, too. Like, certain people who... I remember when I was talking about, what, Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips for their behavior and stuff. Everybody talking about, like, the men are exploiting those women, but the women are the ones that are exploiting themselves for this crap. Bonnie Blue is still floating around being the female predator she is. And here's the crazy thing. Like, with Lily Phillips, she was supposed to do that 1,000 men in 1 night thing. It's so stupid. Next month, right? Like, this coming February, she was supposed to do that 1,000 men in 1 night scenario. Bonnie Blue went ahead and did this crap not too long ago. I think she did it, like, what, a couple of days ago, actually, or something like that? And, she over there on TikTok with her, actually, I can't even use the term boyfriend. He's not her boyfriend. He's her man bitch. If anything, he's an accessory to her, like her handbag is. Do you see what I'm saying? Because this woman went ahead and had, like, what, 10 men on her? In each scenario, it started off with 10, and then she went down to 5 in order to do the 1,000. I'm telling you, like, that, and she goes after barely legal or 18-year-old young men. As I said in that previous episode, I think it was 357, but the point is this, it's gross. It is really damn gross. Like I said, the way things are going, like the sex pesting and all these, where are all these whores coming from exactly? Because look, here's the thing. I can understand you on OnlyFans, and I can understand you having your little scenario and your little spot where you are and stuff like that. But if you're floating around and you're doing this crap in like different areas and stuff like that, there's just something about it that's really, really annoying, disgusting. And while we're on the subject here, the people involved, she doesn't even treat them right. She treats them like accessories, man. Like, if anything, like, I could say she is just one hollow bitch that should never, ever be paid attention to. You know what I'm saying? She feels the same way about that when it comes to the men that she lays with, in addition to, like, the women that try to call her out on her behavior. Because, to be fair, that kind of stuff does make women look bad. You know, among other things. But with OnlyFans being the law of the land for some people out there, some of y'all will probably be like, oh, what's the problem there? I mean, she's an attractive woman. She's getting all... Cut the fucking shit. It's everything else that surrounds it. Because, you know, like, some people will sit there and talk a big game, but when they actually go through the process, they be sitting there, they don't know how to feel or function about that stuff. Like I said, if she went after people who were her age and everything, she over there trying to say she 25, but, you know, you add some 10s to that shit. She look at least 30. You know, it's just like, when you think about it, it's just like, why are we allowing this? How is this normalized? Like, There's nothing good about it. And any of those people who sign up for that lottery situation look at that stuff and say, you know what, I don't want no part of it. Because imagine this, if you're not about the lifestyle of being around other men naked and stuff like that, and you go into a scenario like this and you're surrounded by other men that are naked, of course, what does that say about you? You know, like, have some principles to say no. Have some principles to look at this and say, this is really, really stupid and I don't want to be a part of it. And some of these people have shame in their own lives, so they go ahead and they try to meet others. Now, as usual, I gotta put myself in the scenario, so how would I handle it? Nah, not even gonna be there. Because you know what? It's not about me at that point. You know, she don't have an identity, I don't have an identity then. Because I might as well put on a mask and go ahead and plow up in there, because, you know, it's not even me. It's really disgusting the way that woman is, and then, like, you know, this is being normalized, and this thousands upon thousands. So that means that Lily might have to add, like, what, 500 others to her list because this record has already been broken? And what the hell are these skeezers trying to accomplish by saying these sort of things, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad enough. I'm not even talking about how they go after the bag. But there are plenty of women out here that find this as some sort of strength, and the truth is that it's the oldest form of marketing. You know, yeah, men will be paying to see you flash. Men will be paying to see all this other stuff. But once men get smart about, like, the idea of, hey, she's not really having sex with me and all this kind of stuff, or any of this idea of, like, you're getting nothing out of it, you ain't gonna get too much fun out of this kind of stuff. It's kind of like, say, like, you see an attractive female on her YouTube or whatever, and you leave little, you know, comments here and there. One time you could, like, send them a DM or whatever, but let's just say this, even if you could connect with them, chances are, this stuff is so parasocial, and the thousand dudes that have been sitting there talking and chatting her up for a while, you know what I mean, you're just another number on the list, then you're not getting anywhere or any closer to taking her to bed. She's not going to go to bed with you. You're just going to have to go ahead, grab your bottle of Jergens, and just get all the stress out. And while you're on the subject, never do this again and go actually meet people. You know, that's how, like, in a way you win. Like, the best win is success, and this is not success. This is just, like, once again, people using this stuff for clout instead of, it's going to come to them to the point where, like, they fall apart and they kind of cry and all that kind of stuff. I know this, if she's not crying, her man bitch over there is, because he ain't getting no play out of this stuff. Can you imagine being the boyfriend in that scenario where, like, your woman is getting smashed repeatedly by 1,000 random dudes and then doing it better than you ever could, and your only thing is to sit there, watch, and, you know, be thinking, wow, they're doing it better than me, but she keeps me here so we can talk and, you know, talk and just, I feel as though, like, maybe I could, you know, arrange her handbags or make sure she's okay. And oh, God. It's just something about that is just so empty. It's not fulfillment, I'll tell you that. You know, but, like, for the dudes that actually get through the lottery and stuff like that, I wonder this. Do they go get themselves checked out and clean or any of that stuff? Because it's a dirty game. And like I said, people don't take care of themselves well. And not to mention the HIV floating up in there, the health risk and all that stuff. That is so damn stupid. Disgusting, if you will. And the fact that she's sitting there on TikTok talking all that trash while having a chalice in her hand like she won something, like she's the queen of being a whore. There's no future in that. So any of you young girls out there, do not be inspired by this kind of stuff. I mean, it's bad enough I'm talking about it, because that's just how stupid the world is. You know? Debauchery and degeneration like this, that's not helping anybody out. Be more than whores, okay? You know, be somebody with an actual career, be somebody that actually has got some pretty good prominence and stuff. You know, like, granted, you know, you can be somebody worth dealing with, especially, like, with a strong mentality and a great set of assets. You know, like, I mean, it's just a whole lot of stupid rhetoric and a whole lot of stupid things out there, because there are people out there talking about the high value man and the high value. This shit is crazy. Like, red pillars are really stupid with that stuff, especially those men out there that want to control their woman or yell at them or do whatever the hell Myron Gaines is talking about. Like, cause that's one confusing motherfucker right there. You know, or Sneeko or any of that kind of stuff. And by the way, when did cucking become a thing? I just need to know, like, so I can avoid it. Because here's the thing. I'm a very selfish man, alright? I admit it, I am selfish, I'm impulsive, I'm possessive from time to time. Like, those are just part of the vices there. But the whole point is that, you know, I care about the relationship enough for it to be monogamistic. I'm not into that whole poly and open relationship, Will Jada kind of bullshit. I'm not into it. Never have been, never will be. And when it comes to this lottery and stuff like that, I mean, if you're not happy, I mean, I'm going to notice, you know, because nowadays, like, people are actually allowing this shit for some reason. Like, any person that really cares about their whole thing, they would speak out about it and be like, no, I don't think this is a good idea, and no, we're not going for this. So, what exactly is the whole thing going on? Now, if you want to be a skeezer and all that kind of stuff, relationship's done, get the hell out of my house. Simple as that. You know? I don't ever want to see you again and all that kind of stuff. Unless we have, like, kids involved and all that kind of shit, and then it becomes a little different then. But I still want my visitation rights. Or, you know what, in your case, because you want to be open like the Hudson and, you know, have everybody shopping you like a Walmart, I'll go for full custody and they can see you occasionally. You know? Trust me, I have a way about things. But it's like, deep down, though, this stuff is really disgusting. And then, you know, you make it harder for people to date, have relationships, because you see this kind of stuff right here, and you realize people are not trustworthy for anything. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can imagine a lot of things, but I'd rather be single than to be like that motherfucker in that video next to Bonnie Blue as she's drinking alcohol and saying, like, I think it was a great thing. And then he does, like, a round of applause clap, and he's the only man there doing the clap, and she's grinning at him and stuff. And I'm like, wow, that is really a sad lifestyle to live. Some of these motherfuckers really should not have access to the internet. They should not be influential like anything. And it's just gross. You know? But that's kind of the thing of where I'm at. It's just like, let me just say this. Alright? Do not take relationship advice from people who cannot build or maintain one. Alright? Do not take relationship advice from any of these people out here that want you to pay an $800 to $1,000 course on how to be you. All right? You need to trust yourself. You need to be willing to go for things. Everything is always a risk, whether you be online dating or not, because people forget that real life in general is a risk in terms of functioning and all. But it's like this. This shit can be stopped in so many ways. You just need to start asking questions, and you need to start, like, saying, this is not worth it. There's nothing here for me. and just go ahead and cut all that stuff off. Because like I said, a lot of things are designed here to distract you, waste your time, and cause you to spend money on like stupid things that you don't need. And when it comes right down to derogatory, degenerate shit like that, you know, those things are for pleasure. And I can understand like when you're young, you know, and you're looking at pornography and all that kind of stuff, it seems like you're doing things risque, but you see, after a while, it's not really risque anymore because you're grown and you're like, oh, well, shit, I've seen this before. And then, like, when you have meaningful relationships and stuff like that, you don't really go after things like that anymore. Except for some people, results vary. But I'm letting some of you out there know, especially if you're young and on Bonnie Blue's hit list, you know, try to stay away from deprived people like that, you know, because she needs counseling. She really does. And that damn Lily Phillips, too. And some of these women are not that hot to even be doing this kind of stuff. You know? It's kind of like the opposite of, like, stalking certain women and stuff like that. There is no woman on this planet that really needs to be stalked or anything. Because, like I said, they could be as beautiful as they want to be, but there's some ugly shit there. And while we're on the subject, it's like, you got to remember about yourself and your legacy and what you're trying to do. And you don't want to be labeled as all that kind of crap, you know? Yeah, it actually fits in with the Neil Gawan stuff. Maybe I should have named this as, like, you know, sex pests and what to do about it. but yeah, that's really a sham. Anyway, moving on to another segment. So, it is divisionals, baby. Like, here in the NFL, we are about to jump into something great, man. Oh, yeah. It's Eagles versus Rams. Well, that's not the only game, but that's the game I'm looking at. And I gotta say this, I gotta be behind my birds. I gotta be behind my birds. We need that second trophy. Because people are starting to refer to us like the Jets and the Bears, and that shit ain't cool. No, this is our time. Let's go ahead and go get it. Because I want to see us come out on top. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I want to see, like, as far as the Lions and the Commanders go, I would love to go ahead and smack the Commanders, you know, for that one game they stole from us. But I do want to play the Lions mostly because this is actually a nice Cinderella season for those guys. So this will be actually something interesting to see, especially when it comes to the NFC divisionals and all. As far as AFC goes, I mean, come on, y'all. You know the Ravens weren't going to just lie there and lose to the damn Steelers, right? Like, that wasn't going to happen. No, 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 no. They were going to come out on top, and I was very proud of them because, you know, Yinzers, y'all are not there yet. You're not there yet. Maybe someday, but you're not there yet. Matter of fact, we trounced that ass, too, in Philly. So don't be over there talking that nonsense. And, you know, I kind of want to see the Texans take out the Chiefs. Look, honestly, the Patrick Mahomes story is one of those stories that was good for its time, but now it's overstayed its welcome, and I want somebody else to be, you know, center stage about all this stuff. Hell, I'll take the Ravens, I'll take anybody but the Chiefs, okay? You know what I mean? It's just one of those kind of scenarios. And then as when it comes to, let's see, and then as for, like, looking a little bit more in depth with the Bills and Ravens. Once again, two teams that are hungry for the win. So, God, that's kind of a tough call, too, because, you know, Josh Allen just got engaged to Haley Shetterfield. And, you know, what sort of way to really cement that whole thing, you know, with him getting the Super Bowl win? But, then again, yeah, the Bills have really been in the hunt for one, too. I mean, this is good. You know what I mean? Because this is very interesting. You got multiple teams and the Chiefs that are in the hunt to get something new, you know? That's really, really cool. And then, of course, we got to watch out for whoever the refs are trying to screw over. So, yeah, then there's that. But, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and put my picks in for Eagles, of course. And then, let's see, Ravens. And then Texans. And then, of course, Lions. Oh, I ain't picking up damn Commander. That's my older brother's team. He can go pick that. Whatever. But yeah, you heard what I said. That's what we got for that. But yeah, soon enough, the Super Bowl will be here, and then things will be a wrap for football for a while. And I'm not talking about UFL, but let's see. I got to get ready for Philly season again, so get to sit back and then watch all that stuff happen. Hopefully they'll do great. Hopefully they will do great this year. But there'll be a lot of games to take place with. And then I'm going to have to go ahead and take a look back and go see what's happening with basketball and all that jazz. But I know I haven't really been talking about Sixers season because, oh, there's enough pain in my life. but yeah, y'all, I wanted to go ahead and run through all those kind of things. And also, speaking of which, I got to go ahead and talk to you guys about some video game pickups I did. Because I managed to complete the mainline series of a certain fighting game series I love. Which should get a 7th installment. And that is called... No, I'm afraid it's not Soul Calibur. Even though Soul Calibur needs it. Soul Calibur needs a full collection of all the old games come together. In addition to a Soul Calibur 7. Close, but no, that's not it. Dead or Alive. I managed to get all the main Dead or Alive games that I need. And let me tell you this. This was high time coming, guys. I was like, yes! So I'm going to be busy with some episodes for the Power Play regarding that. So, oh, and speaking of which, since this episode was a little late, I'm going to have to make a little bit of an adjustment here. I'm going to move the Power Play to Friday night. All right? And that'll help us out with some of the drought here regarding Jams. Jams is not coming back until next week. So that's how we're going to handle it for the rest of this week. Which, by the way, for those of you who are wondering, let's see. Jams TV is coming back, and let me get the schedule up for you all, because I know I said that I was going to run it on the 25th. We're going to do a little bit of an adjustment for that, if you have not heard on the Mini Bites. Now, I'm going to need your videos by, let's say, the 28th of this month, because Jams TV is going to happen on Saturday, February the 1st. It'd be the best way to go ahead and run it, because... it gives you guys enough time to go ahead and get your videos set, and gives me enough time to go ahead and make sure everything goes without a hitch. See what I'm saying? Because I got a new way of doing this stuff. And it will be happening on that Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And I know some of you guys are sitting there like, is Jams 106 still accepting track submissions? It is. That happens next Friday, the 24th. And... for some of you out there who would like to submit to both Jams and Jams TV, you can. I mean, it's just like, once again, make sure like you're ready to go. And you have your videos properly labeled. You only need one video for Jams TV, but you need two tracks for Jams on the radio. Just the rules, baby, you know what I mean? Trust them, because like I said, 106 episodes and I haven't let anybody down. So, yeah. But this is the perfect time for Jams TV to come back. And then not to mention, you know, what with Project Conference on the rise. Yeah, a lot of the J360 TV material coming back in February just makes a lot of sense. See what I'm saying? There's a method to the madness and you're all up in it. Well, at least I'd like to think so. That's what the J360 Legion is all about. Speaking of which, those of you that would like to communicate with me or tell me about a few things going on or whatever, you know you can always email me at j360productions@gmail.com, as long as it's not Jams related. Or you can also call me on the hotline with 240-903-1634. And you can also leave like a 1-minute voicemail, and it will be played on the air, so keep it clean. But, engagement is a big goal this year, y'all. So, like I said, there's many ways to talk to me and engage about a few things. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, like, some things that you guys may know something about or, you know, have an eye on or that I need to pay attention to. Whichever it comes down to. But, like, it'd be really, really cool to see what those of you in the J360 Legion are up to or what things are on about. Or if you just want to shoot the shit, you know? Which reminds me, I am also working on a different sort of meeting hall. For those of you that are on the Instagram meeting hall, like I said, I'm really starting to get tired of Meta and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to try to do a few things differently this year. We still have the Discord that's coming into play. And then not to mention, those of you that know about the Discord and all that stuff, make sure like your accounts are working so that we can go ahead and... we're going to run this shit. See what I'm saying? So y'all just stay tuned to see what's happening and all that jazz. But I got to go ahead and get on out of here. It's very interesting that we did the 360 episode diving in all these loose ends, and then, like, you know, there's still plenty of roads to cross until we get to, like, episode 400. But like I always say to you guys, the year's just getting started, we ain't seen nothing yet, and we're gonna go ahead and keep on running these bases until, like, till forever, I guess. J-Man Show ain't ending anytime soon. Yep, we're going to get as old and chiseled as Paul Harvey did on his whole radio broadcast. God made a farmer. Anyway, let's go on ahead and just keep on going. And by the way, thank you to all of you who have been listening across all J360 Productions. And those of you who will listen or download the episodes, regardless of whatever outlet or how you enjoy it, I really appreciate it. This stuff has been amazing for close to 20 years of doing this, so thank you to all of you out here. It has been an honor. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.